It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another powerful message entitled The Flesh, F-L-E-S-H. The flesh is at war. Have you ever been in conflict? You know, that place where you're torn on the inside, where you want to do what's right. You desire to please God, but there's another side of you that's warring against the things of God, warring against His righteousness, warring against what's the right thing to do. The flesh is at war. Have you ever found it difficult to stay on the straight and the narrow path? I mean, you find yourself zigzagging all across the paths, all in the lanes, all in the meadows, all out there with the cows, instead of being on that straight and that narrow path. The flesh is at war. Have you ever felt that gentle tug, that gentle nudge from the Holy Spirit? See, the Holy Spirit is very gentle. Some people say it's like having a gentleman in your presence. Not going to be forceful, not going to be loud, not going to be bodacious or demanding, but just a gentle nudge. Don't say anything. Just a gentle nudge. Don't go there. And you found yourself not listening to that gentle nudge and found out it was God leading you in a different direction. The flesh is at war. You see, there's a war going on. And I want my radio listener audience to understand and know, especially those who really, really want to serve God and really, really want to go into another place of maturity in the things of God. I mean, you are hungry. You love God. Get ready. Don't even turn this down. Hold on. Your flesh is at war. And when you find out what the enemy is, and you find out what's really going on, and you find out how to get out of that situation, you're going to find yourself growing. Get your pen, get your paper, get your iPads, get everything together. We're going to dive into several scriptures. You're going to need something that you can just kind of take notes and keep those scriptures and then go back and digest on them and chew on it. Oh my God, I am so excited because somebody that's listening to this broadcast have already made up in your mind, I want to grow, I want to mature, I want to get past some craziness in my life. Hold on, your time is now. You see, the challenge is this, when you hear one voice say that there is no transformation, that you don't have to change, that you keep doing what you do, even after you said verbally, Jesus Christ is Lord in my life, there is no evidence. There don't have to be anything about you that changes. And then you have another word of God that says there is a change. Jesus says what? Marvel not, you must be born again. My God, spiritually, rebirth. So you have to decide who I'm going to listen to, because I know that the flesh is at war. So let's look at it as we continue this series, The Flesh is at War. The consequences of the flesh. I know some of you may remember the game show, Truth or Consequences. The consequences of the what? Flesh. And what is the flesh? The flesh is that which is contrary to the spirit. The flesh and the spirit are two opposing forces that exist within believers. Okay? That which does not please God, it opposes the things of God. It opposes the Holy Spirit ushering. It opposes the guidance of the Lord, the flesh. So the consequences of the flesh, the Bible says that living in the flesh produces a number of unfortunate consequences. First, scripture states that those who live according to the flesh, who never desire change or repent from their sinful behavior, will experience separation from God, both in this life and in the next. Let's look at the scriptures, Romans 8 and 13. For if you live, write it down real quick, Romans 8 and 13. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die, my Lord. But if you live, what? By the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body, and you will what? Live. Okay? Let's repeat it. If I live in the flesh, I will die. If I live in the Spirit, I will live. Somebody say, well, I walk in my flesh every day and I'm not dead. Well, have you thought about if you're spiritually alive or spiritually dead? The flesh produces death. If you take a ride throughout the graveyards, just sit there and just think. Some people were murdered. Some people committed suicide. Some people went to bed and they didn't wake up. Everybody in the cemetery, or should I say the remains of everybody that's in the cemetery, they left this earth in a state, either in a state where they were pleasing God or a state where they were walking in the deeds of the flesh, the spirit or the flesh. Remember, the flesh is what? At war. Say it one more time. The flesh is what? At war against the spirit. So we're looking at, if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Somebody say, walk in the Spirit so I can live. Here's another one, Galatians 6, 7 through 8. Write it down, Galatians 6, 7 through 8. Do not be deceived. Like I said, there's a strong deception, strong delusions in these last days. The Bible says in the last days you're going to find people that's going to tickle your ears, tell you exactly what your flesh wants to hear. We'll not teach you anything about denial of your flesh. We'll not teach you anything about picking up your cross and following Jesus. We'll not teach you anything about loving God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all your soul, with all of your strength. But we'll tell you, ease on down the road. Everything's happy, everything's beautiful, and everything is yours. Somebody say, not so. The Bible says what? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to their own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap what? Eternal life. Put your hand over your heart and say, I want eternal life. So put your seatbelt on, because we're getting ready to define each work of the flesh. Because, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible saying, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And when I read all of the deeds of the flesh, I went through it really quick because I knew we were going to come back and define it. But I'm sure some of the words went over your head. Some of the things I said a little bit too fast. So we're going to take a dive into this and we're going to define the deeds of the flesh. So put your seatbelt on, because I tell you, all of these D's are going to step on some toes. Amen. So just crawl your toes up together real quick, because this word is going to be true and it's going to step on toes. But sometimes we have to allow our toes to be stepped on so that we can inherit what? Eternal life. I got my toes ready too. So here we go. We're going to learn all about what the war is all about and how to gain the victory. We're going into another session now. So the deeds of the flesh. The first one, adultery. Oh my God. Adultery. Adultery is when one person is married but is having sex with someone else. Adultery. Lust of others' spouses. You know, adultery. Jesus said, if you look at anybody with lust in your heart, you have already committed adultery, committed sin, just by looking and thinking. And Lord, have mercy on the people to believe that I can look but just don't touch. The Bible takes it to a totally different level. You're supposed to look and not even desire, not even touch it. Now, I hear some people kicking back right there. Okay, all right. Okay, now that's too deep for me or whatever. But the what? The Bible is our roadmap, not our opinions, not even our own personal experiences. And guess what? God will not give you something that you cannot do. Now, listen to somebody else and say, God won't do that. He won't say, don't look, but if you look, you're lusting and you're committing adultery, but not give you power over it. Somebody say, Holy Ghost power. Look at somebody else, say, Holy Ghost power. And we're going to talk about that. But here we go again. And it says what? Giving yourself to what? Illicit sex without, gratifying illicit sex and doing things what? That does not please who? God. Fornication, having sex and not being married to each other. Oh, see, I know it's not popular. It's not popular. We probably, some people I would imagine, probably haven't even read some of the scriptures in Galatians 5:19-21. But it's good to know what's in the Bible. So mark it down. It talks about it. And it says what? Fornication, having sex and not being married to each other. Indulging in unlawful what? Lust. Illicit sexual practice. Wrath. Come on, let's go. Wrath. Wrath is what? Vengeance or punishment as the consequences of great anger. In other words, giving somebody the beat down. Wrath. Fierceness. Determined and lasting anger. Have you ever had someone that they're so angry about something? You ask them, when did that happen? 10 years ago. Oh my God. 5 years ago. 20 years ago. Oh my. Wrath. Lasting anger. As in getting back at somebody. You know, you hear stories of people, they wait years and they then go kill a person for something that happened in the past. Wrath. Wrath is what? Vengeance or punishment as the consequences of what? Great anger. Let's look at another word. Strife. Strife is what? Struggling in opposition. We're talking about the works of the flesh. Strife. Struggling in opposition. A contest for superiority or an advantage for selfish gain. Wherever there is strife, there's a desire for what? Selfish gain. Wherever there is envy and strife, the Bible says what? There's every evil work there.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.